Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it is the 3rd of November. And I'm recording at 9:54 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, in what was a very sunny day here in London after a little bit of early fog, as we get this at this time of year. Okay, so how did the Asia-Pacific stock markets do following Wall Street's strong performance on Monday? Well, Japan was closed, but China actually was a little bit lower on the mainland indices, but we're talking about a less than a quarter of a percent on average. And the Hong Kong indices, particularly the HSI, were firmer. Thereafter, just about everything in the Asia-Pacific region was higher, Taiwan having one of the better gains, but also South Korea doing reasonably well, and Australia. So a solid performance. I noticed Indonesia up 1.5%. That was the best gain within the Asia-Pacific region here today. And in looking at the European stock markets, now, following the strong gains that they saw yesterday, they were a little softer early on, and so was so were the U.S. markets. But the U.S. picked up, and then the European indices mostly moved higher on the day. Some of them were fairly marginal. The German DAX index, I mean, it had been down 0.5% in the morning, but closed no percentage change, but just the tiniest of gains. And we had gains of anything from a quarter to a little over a third, 40% of a percentage point, I should say, in the other indices. Exception: Italy slightly lower, Switzerland slightly lower. The USA, which I described earlier, is picking up during the course of the day, did quite well, but then pared back its gains. But nevertheless, still after yesterday's strong performance, the Dow still closed 0.5 percentage point higher at 17,918. The S&P 500 index was just over a quarter of a point higher at 2,109 and change. The NASDAQ 100 index extended its break into new high grounds and moved a little higher. I've got to say, though, that these U.S. indices are all overbought here in the short term and are susceptible to some consolidation near current levels. But I don't think that we have to worry about anything more significant than that overall. Not surprisingly, the rally that we have been seeing has improved sentiment here somewhat. And also the economic data that has come through has looked a little bit better. So the widespread fears of extended deflation, destructive deflation and recession for most stock markets, which people were forecasting in September and the early part of October, those have given way to a little more optimism here, and I think the optimism is justified. And I think we're on course to see the Fed raise rates in December. They would have always wanted to get a rate hike in before the election year got underway. And now, that's subject to data, though, always. If we get disappointing news coming out over the next couple of months, then they will, over the next month, I should say, then they can pull back on that and extend it into, or postpone it into 2016. But as things currently stand right now, the data is actually on average getting slightly better. And so we are likely to see that quarter of a point rate hike. And I think the markets will be well prepared for it, but it will push up bond yields. And oh, I should mention one other index here. Some of these commodity indices had a good day. See Mexico up 1.82%, but here's Brazil up 4.76%. That's a good move, and it needs that kind of strength. Now, the U.S. 10-year Treasury yields edged a little higher, 2.21. I'm very wary of that sector. If these commodity indices move higher, then deflation will really fears will really be pushed into the background, and people will be talking about how quickly we get to 2% inflation. Not immediately, but that psychologically it would be a big switch from deflation to no, we're actually getting some inflation, and I think those commodity indices will move somewhat higher. So I'd be careful in those bonds, as I've said before. Now, elsewhere, the dollar index a little bit firmer today, 97.19, still ranging, of course, and right in the middle of its current range, which hopefully will continue for at least the rest of this year, and I'd like to see it continue well on into 2016. Before we get another move to the upside by the greenback. And I think corporations are showing that they can that they're adjusting to this stronger dollar here somewhat, but it was a sharp move. It came very quickly, and that's always a little bit destabilizing, and obviously not just for the U.S. We have to worry about people who've borrowed in U.S. From other countries who've borrowed in U.S. dollars as well. Okay, other currency matters. I notice the Indian rupee is a little weaker, not a whole lot, but 65.65 rupees to the U.S. dollar. India being very much a developing economy with a great deal of potential, I might add, and likely to be one of the strongest economies going forward. But nevertheless, developing economies, currency is not going to hold steady for all that long against a greenback, but hopefully it will be a slow loss of currency strength relative to the dollar. Now, elsewhere, sterling steady 1.5419, and the euro a little lower in here today 1.0964. Australian dollar a little firmer, helped by those commodities, and 0.7186. Not much going on with the Chinese currency here today. And looking at some of these commodities now, first the metals were mixed. Well, the precious metals were mostly softer. I'll run through those in a moment. Industrial metals were mixed. Copper, though, reversed an early decline and closed up 1.55 at 233.45 cents, and it had a range, got down to as low as 230, and as high as 234.20 before that 233.45 closed. We see in precious, mostly softer, palladium down $5.50 at 644 and change. Silver down nearly 15 cents to 15.26, and platinum down $14 to 964 and change, and gold bullion down sharply, $16.25 to $1,117 and change. Now, It's really a mantra at Fuller Money, and I'll say, just don't pay up for commodities. They're too choppy. Buy them when they're oversold if you think that they're going to be moving higher. Well, I think more commodities are likely to move higher than not. And taking precious metals as an example, I said I didn't want to chase the rally that we had seen. It was a good rally, but we have gone from an overbought condition down to an oversold condition. So, and gold in particular here, that accelerated a bit to the downside today. So we're probably, well, I believe we're moving back into another buying range if you are interested in doing that. And I may be tempted. I won't commit myself yet because I feel we're a little bit spoiled for choice here in this environment. And I don't want to get carried away, but point is, precious metals oversold, buying opportunity is close to hand. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.